2007. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and we have some amazing news coming up here. Senator Biden, of course, is now throwing his Democratic hat in the presidential ring. We have Germany now chasing 13 CIA agents over the administrative rendition where they grabbed a citizen of Italy and ran off to torture him in a, quote, third world country, just the same way they did Mr. Mayor Arar, who got $10.5 million from the Canadian government. This is all breaking down. We now have also Iran saying they're years from nuclear armaments. This is a patent lie. The missiles are Russian missiles with the names Shahed 3 and 4 missiles. They can snap a warhead on in a half an hour. And this is a proxy war with Russia and China. If it does occur, we're moving our positions into place, and this is a very dangerous time. Also, Litvinenko, the material has now been handed over to Scotland Yard for, quote, criminal investigations, although it has all the fingerprints of MI5 all over it. This looks like a operation to try to do an orange revolution on Russia. And believe me, Russia's not going down quickly. Mr. Putin is a master at the chess game of international geopolitics. And they have determinations to do the Peter the Great vision of a future Russian world power, which is now number one in terms of arming all of the Islamic nations, number one in terms of oil control for Euro-Asia. This is a very significant change in the world situation. And we're going to be talking about some amazing things here in Hour 1 with Dr. Carlo about ELF pollution and how it's increased 100,000-fold since 10 years ago, how it's causing non-thermal effects, that means non-heating effects on the cells of all living things. And we're not just talking about the near and the far plume of cellular phones. We're talking about the ELF non-thermal effects on cell communication, similar in many ways to the directed energy weapons that are going on, only this is constant pollution feeding our cells abnormal signals, or if you want to call it information, that interferes with normal cellular communication and talk, that interferes with cellular pathology and operations, enzyme induction. This is very serious, and you need protection. You need to know about the safe wireless network, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Carlo right after this break about these very important issues, because you need to know this information. You need to have solutions. And we show you the dark side of the reality of our current world, but we can take control if we are empowered with the truth and the knowledge. And they're not going to hear this on the garbage news networks. They're going to hear it only on programs like the Nutramedical Report. We're going to go deeper than anyone else over any issue, including Morgellons disease. We'll have another special later on in February talking about the latest updates, probably after the latest research comes in about 2 or 3 weeks. I know that Jeff Rantz has been covering this, but we hope to cover it in a little deeper technical way in terms of what's really going on and also connecting some of the dots. And by the way, the Connecting the Dots DVD is available now. We are remastering it so we'll have even better copies so that you can see the full PowerPoint during the DVD. Go to any slide of the DVD in each one of the talks. So it's good for a presentation to people at your home, in a building or church or meeting. It's very important that people understand and really start connecting the dots that this is the year when the comfort zone is going to be taken away, just like the rug is going to be pulled out from under us. We need to start preparing ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically for a world that is much more toxic, especially if they start a regional nuclear war in the Middle East, a much more dangerous world in terms of our finances, our geopolitics, and our food supply because of climate shift. Many of these things are not under control of mankind, but certainly our meddling and our weather warfare is interfering with it. And the lack of information to the public about the dangers of things like heavy metal pollution from depleted uranium to this very dangerous issue of scalar pollution, electromagnetic wave pollution, interfering with cellular communications is such an important issue. So if I could, I'd like to introduce, for just a few seconds before our break, Dr. Carlo. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Deagle. How are you?
Well, we're going to have a fantastic program, and I want to carry on a dialogue here so people understand the seriousness of this whole issue of electromagnetic pollution. People put their cell phones to their head every day, millions upon millions of minutes per month by young people. There's lots of research now in many countries that don't even allow cell phones to be sold to children. Electromagnetic pollution from computers carried along power lines, carried along the electronic backbone of our power grids. And many of these things, also cellular communications with cell towers. What does it do to the body, and how did you get doing this research? Well, I guess we're going to cover this in a moment when we get back after the break, but just tell us how you got involved with this research some years ago.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for the 31st of January, 2007, and we have an amazing guest, Dr. Carlo, one of the leading world experts on electromagnetic pollution, the solutions to this issue, the breadth of the crisis. It's literally 100,000-fold more electronic pollution to our bodies, our world, our trees, our living things around us than it was 10 years ago. Dr. Carlo, how did you get involved in this research, and give us some of the timeline, if you could, please.
Well, back in 1993, there were congressional hearings in the United States prompted by a report on the Larry King Live Show, actually, where a woman who had died of a brain tumor, her surgeon thought that the brain tumor was a result of her cell phone use. When that program aired, the cell phone industry claimed that there were thousands of studies that proved that cell phones were safe, when in fact there were no directly relevant studies. That resulted in congressional hearings. The outcome of the congressional hearings was that here we had, at the time, 15 million people using cell phones that had been exempted from pre-market testing. In other words, they were never tested for safety before they went into the market, and that was the result of a deal that was struck between the Food and Drug Administration and the cell phone industry. Based on that, Congress pretty much required that the cell phone industry and the Food and Drug Administration figure out a way to solve the problem. The industry volunteered to put what became $28.5 million into a research fund to fill in the data gaps, and the FDA agreed not to regulate the industry until the research was done. I was the person who was given the $28.5 million to run the program.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. So basically, this was in response to kind of like a major jolt to the news media about the fact that they hadn't really done their due diligence. And then the research started. Is this how you got involved? But tell us about your background and the breadth of the number of scientists and the research project, because it was pretty immense in terms of the actual research that was carried out.
Yeah, well, we had my background is I'm a medical scientist, a pathologist, and I also have a law degree. And this was the program was put together as an independent institute in 1993. And over the course of 7 years, we had more than 200 doctors and scientists from around the world involved in conducting more than 56 studies. And we looked at every aspect of this problem of cell phones and the potential of these information-carrying radio waves to cause health effects or biological effects. And by 1998-1999, it was clear that we were seeing things that were unexpected, because historically the scientific database indicated that if you did not have enough power pushing a radio wave that would cause heating of tissue, in other words, thermal effects, there was no basis for concern about health effects. And what we found were non-thermal effects, or effects that were mediated biologically, not physically through heat. And the early non-thermal effects that we found included genetic damage exhibited in the formation of micronuclei in human blood that was exposed to cell phone radiation.
Right, and of course, the micronuclei, for those not schooled in these fancy medical terms, is one of the best signs of an early change in a cell toward cancer.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, after the Chernobyl explosion, public health scientists from around the world came in and monitored the blood of people who lived around Chernobyl, and if they found micronuclei in their blood, they worked them up as a cancer patient.
Right. Yeah.
And we also had evidence of leakage in the blood-brain barrier. And you know, as you know, the blood-brain barrier is an important protective filtering system in the vasculature of the brain to keep dangerous chemicals circulating in the blood from reaching very sensitive brain tissue. And what we found was that the exposure to cell phone radiation would cause a breach or a leakage in the blood-brain barrier.
Right. So if they're taking a drug, for example, that ordinarily wouldn't even get across the barrier, one of the side effects would be if you take the use your cell phone so many minutes, those drugs will then get across and touch brain tissue and then cause very dramatic, but not only biochemical pathway problems and receptor problems, but can cause serious damage to the tissue.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, Dr. Deagle, that we found was that, you know, the early adopters of cell phones also were people who were on the sort of the leading edge of being cool, so that they were, you know, more likely to smoke and more likely to drink alcohol. And a breach in the blood-brain barrier then would also allow the toxins that are part of cigarette smoke, for example, or the metabolites from alcohol to more easily reach a sensitive brain tissue. So we saw something here that we didn't like. We had also conducted a couple of epidemiological studies, and quite honestly, we did those to establish baseline. We never thought we'd see anything. But what we found was almost a tripling in the risk of neural epithelial tumors. And these neural epithelial tumors were odd tumors, because they began at the outside of the head and grew inward. And there was a statistically significant correlation between the side of the head where the person held a cell phone and the side of the head where the tumor developed.
So in other words, because they were growing from the outside in, it indicates some kind of a field effect where there's a stronger field, there's going to be more neuroepithelial tumors.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of those findings were surprising to us. We went to the industry and said, you know, you really need to let consumers know there's a problem here. The industry said, no, we don't think there's enough evidence to put out a warning, and we decided to go public on our own. And that created a breach or a separation between the, you know, the 200 doctors and scientists who had done the work and the cell phone industry itself.
Right.
And luckily, what happened was at that point, the industry decided not to fund any more independent research. But luckily, the European Union funded in 1999 another $10 or $12 million in research into 15 labs across Europe. And in the December of 2004, they released their findings, which is called the Reflex Report. And the Reflex Report pretty much confirmed all of our findings from 1998 and 1999. So now, looking at the timeline, by the beginning of 2005, there was no question at all that from a scientific point of view, we had genetic damage, increases in the risk of tumors, breaching in the blood-brain barrier. But what the European Union work did that we were not able to do was actually give us some insight into the biological mechanisms that were in operation. And those mechanisms are now the basis for our major concern. Because as it turns out, the information-carrying aspect of radio signals, that aspect is really what triggers inappropriately a series of biochemical reactions at the cell membrane level that are intended to protect the cell, but they're inappropriately triggered. And what ends up happening is that the cell membrane permeability is decreased because the cell is reacting to a foreign invader. The permeability at the cell membrane decreases, active transport channels are shut down, and nutrients are not able to get into the cell. And when the cell is energy deprived because nutrients are not able to transport inward, the first thing that goes is intercellular communication that is transmitted, that's energy communication transmitted through microtubules. This is the first layer communication between cells, but it's also the most energy intensive. And when cellular communication is compromised, you have cells not talking to each other, so they can't work together as tissue, and you have tissue not able to work together as organs, and you have organs not able to work together, so that you have symptoms that cut across the entire organism.
Right, so basically it's a communication disorder. It's like a jamming signal for cellular communication.
Right, cellular communication at the biological level.
Right.
And when that happens, of course, you know, your immune system is compromised, the endocrine system is compromised, and it is an overlay mechanism that that impacts virtually all physiologic processes. This is something that we have not ever seen before.
Yeah, and now to summarize for those that are wanting to really understand this, to repeat it, it forms micronuclei. It sends a signal to jam the normal cellular communication. It perturbates the cellular membranes to shut down the normal transport of nutrients. So it literally chokes off the cell from nutrients that are even around it, even if there's digestion. So those tissues literally starve. It blocks the normal mitochondrial function and normal cellular communication, so cells don't talk to each other. So that it's not surprising that you get the release of abnormal oncogenic genes, etc. And the production of free radicals is a byproduct of this nutrient starvation process that's caused by this abnormal response.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Correct.
Now, and of course, interestingly, one of the things that I've done in the past is I worked as a doctor taking care of a directed energy weapons project. It turned out it was supposed to be a Pratt & Whitney jet aircraft parts plant because I'm a board-certified family internal medicine as well as occupational environmental medicine, nuclear medicine, toxicology. And what happened is that there was a cover for a NSA-CIA project, and they put these weapons on the first Gulf War Edmund Abrams tanks and the Apache helicopters that could cause a non-thermal scalar effect on Iraqis at 5 to 8 miles away with a directed sideband tunable frequency that would have basically an effect. In the words of one of the scientists, it would not raise the temperature 1/10,000th of a degree Kelvin, but it would cause a release of peroxisomes and lysosomes, which again is a normal protective reflex that goes awry and literally dissolves the cells so that the person dies within a matter of minutes. And unfortunately, these effects, to a much less extent, but constantly fed with pollution around us, are killing us. And people don't know when they put a cell phone to their head, they're having some amazing effects. After the break, I hear the bumper music. I want to hear about the amazing effects of cell phones to the heads of people, youngsters, people with developing brains, what it does in terms of thermography and these other changes, because it's very serious. It needs to be dealt with now as a worldwide crisis in terms of billions and billions of hours per day literally consumed on cell phones. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Carlo.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products.
Dr. Like Carlo, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, that was great. You did a fantastic summary there.
Oh, thank you. Well, so did you. I mean, I was listening to your summary, and I said, God, I wish I could do it that way. It was pretty good.
No, I don't know. I just want to learn and want to get people to realize how big a crisis this is. They can't see it, so they don't believe it's there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thermography information that I've seen posted, I have your book, of course, and I've read it.
Uh-huh.
The information there is very, very compelling. People need to know that this is really hard science behind it. And unfortunately, most of these quote, non-lethal energy weapon systems, like the sound cannons and the harmonic frequency weapons that they're using over in Iraq and Afghanistan, they've been testing on the civilians there and on our military, and they've had some very nasty effects.
Yeah, I know. Hey, could you plug our website a little bit, safewireless.org?
Absolutely, safewireless.org. In fact, I'm going to post a link up. It's safewireless.org. I'll put that up. In fact, it'll be on the links in just a minute.
All right, excellent. Yeah, safewireless.org.
Yeah, safewireless.org. Any other websites you want me to plug?
No, the other thing I'd like you to do, though, if you could, is we have a program that we call the CERSA, C-E-R-S-A, which is Certification in Electromagnetic Radiation Safety, called CERSA, and it's really it was developed for clinicians who are seeing people with symptoms of electrosensitivity that they might not understand, now it's expanded to.
Commercial.
Yeah, I'm just talking to Dr. Carl. Yeah.
Yeah, you're still on the air during your commercial today.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess we're still on the air talking.
Love to listen to you.
I guess they're hearing our interesting discussion while the commercial's going.
Okay. Well, you know, that's okay. They'll hear about the website, which is great.
Absolutely. That's good. My wife just came down to say we're hearing on commercial, so I guess they're probably trying to multitask at RBN and left us on. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, so that certification, I'd like to know about that. And what's your email? And I will email you.
Okay, you can reach me at drcarlo@safewireless.org.
Safewireless.org. Very good. Excellent. Good. I guess we're going to come on in just a minute. We got lots of good information to cover.
Okay.
I'll put those links up right now.
Great. Thank you.
Chris, I cannot hear the bumper music. Are we on or not? Hello, Chris. I think we should just get started. Well, welcome back, Dr. Carlo. What I want to do is talk about the Safe Wireless Network, and of course it's safewireless.org. That website is safewireless.org, and also you have a certification for professionals, the Certification for Electromagnetic Radiation, and this basically is for professionals to recognize electromagnetic sensitivity syndromes. I'd like to get into that if we could. Tell us about the Safe Wireless Network, if you could, Dr. Carlo.
Well, we call it the Safe Wireless Initiative, and it's part of our nonprofit Science and Public Policy Institute, and what we're doing there is providing a clearinghouse of information for consumers interested in knowing more about the problem of electromagnetic radiation, and we have peer-reviewed articles posted on their newspaper. It's all kinds of things dealing with the issue of the problem. We also in the back room, if you will, we test and evaluate all of these different intervention technologies that are available. And while we do not endorse any technologies or any products, we do test those to make sure that there are some interventions out there that are useful. And we do have strategic alliances with various groups who are in the business of making those interventions available. So it's really interesting that you mentioned about the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, and one of the good things that came out of the first Gulf War was the development of one of the most efficient intervention technologies, actually.
Oh, really?
Because back in the late 60s and early 70s, there was a concern about intercontinental ballistic missiles, because the ordnance in those missiles was detonated by radio signals. And if you had a stray radio signal on a ship or an airplane, it could set off the ordnance at a time that was not the right time. And so what they began doing was putting communications personnel in lead encased cubicles on the ships and airplanes. And what happened was like these guys were sitting in microwave ovens. They began to have radiation symptoms and radiation sickness.
Wow.
So the military had a very significant program in place to protect those communications personnel while maintaining protection of the other soldiers. And one thing that they developed was something called a noise field technology. Now, as I mentioned, what happens is that the information-carrying radio waves are recognized by cell membrane, by protein sensors on the surface of the cell membrane, and that's what triggers the response that leads to the health effects. Now, what the noise field does is it creates an overlay signal that attaches to the information-carrying radio wave and makes it look incoherent or random to the sensors at the cell membrane level, so that, in effect, a radio signal with a noise field attached to it is invisible to those sensors on the cell membrane.
Right, so it's a white noise type of system, so it jams the cell from picking up abnormal signals that trigger off these abnormal responses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what happened during a Desert Storm was that, you know, there was a concern about there being biological weapons in the tips of the Scud missiles. And
right.
When you have that type of possibility, you have to have the capability of instantaneous evacuation. So that was, for the first time, all of the soldiers had wireless communication built into their helmets.
Oh,
and as part of that wireless communication, they had noise field. And that noise field technology, although it took about a decade for it to be converted into something that consumers would be able to use, it is now available in both an active noise field form as well as a passive noise field form.
Right. So that's very interesting. So basically what you're doing is creating a white noise field around so the cellular communication is not jammed by these or interfered with by abnormal signals. So that I would imagine that there's research is also proceeding along the idea of even figuring out which particular frequencies trigger off certain cellular responses. Has that been found now?
Yes, and there are a number of groups working on those types of frequency modulations that would address both primary, secondary, and tertiary aspects of the problem. The difficulty, of course, is that the technology that causes these abnormal responses evolves very, very rapidly. I mean, you can see this by the difference in the cell phone that you bought a year ago. It's totally outdated compared to the one you have now.
Right.
And we have cell phones now that show movies and have, you can do everything with a cell phone. In fact, they say you can run a $1 billion business from a cell phone. Well, the fact is that as that technology changes, the exposures change. So the problem continues to morph, so that if you're really going after a specific frequency mitigation, it's too much of a moving target to be possible to keep up with it in real time.
Right.
In other words, the
technology, the technologies that are developed by companies like BioPro, which I have also on my website, that can help this. We need to stay ahead of the curve on this. And I've heard of two major technologies, the BioPro and another one that I don't have. It's called the Ladybug, which is some kind of a ceramic that absorbs the radiation. I guess we'll get into some of the how these technologies might be able to protect us right after this break with Dr. Carlo. Very important. You need to know this information, everyone. As I say, what you don't know can harm you, and harm you very seriously if you don't know and don't get the protection right now. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Carlo, world expert on electromagnetic pollution and electromagnetic sensitivity, in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Medical Report and the Clay and Iron Show. Our special guest, Dr. Carlo, world expert on ELF pollution, electromagnetic sensitivity, and solutions. And this amazing aspect of changing the frequency, literally creating a white noise effect to jam this abnormal signal. Are there any other technologies, Dr. Carlo, that seem to have some bearing? I've heard about a ceramic from Korea that apparently will block or absorb some of the radiation. Does that have any effectiveness?
Well, not really. I mean, and here's one of the problems is, you know, if you think about there are maybe 100 products out there that are trying to be promoted as mitigators or blockers, or
right.
In fact, there are only two or three things that work. So you're looking at maybe 2-3% of the products that are out there that claim to have some effectiveness work. So that's the difficult thing for consumers. As a general matter, most of the blockers do not work because the component of the of the radio signal, the information-carrying radio wave really cannot be blocked.
Right.
Because
it's blocked, your cell phone wouldn't work.
Exactly. So forget about the blockers. I think that the, of course, the noise field technology is the most sophisticated primary intervention that stops the damage from happening in the first place.
Right.
There are also a number of technologies that are out there in the subtle energy realm, and these are products that either are subtle energy in high frequencies or, you know, subtle magnetic energy. And what those products do, or those technologies do, is restore disrupted intercellular communication. So they act on the symptom level.
So in other words, what you're doing is you're not just blocking the abnormal signal, you're putting a correct biological signal to open up the neural pores and the transport mechanisms to get micronutrients, minerals, and so on to protect the cells from oxidative damage, peroxynitrate, which is a very damaging molecule, free radicals, and the deficiencies in toxins getting out of the cell and nutrients and oxygen getting in. So that's what they're trying to do, is restore the cellular starvation caused by this abnormal communication that occurs from ELF pollution. Is that
exactly
right?
That's exactly right. So that what you have is that when you put a primary there that stops new damage from happening, the secondary, which are these subtle energy products, restore the intercellular communication so the system is working again.
Right.
And then there are a number of nutritionals that are tertiary interventions that are aimed at restoring or correcting the damage that's been done. So that our recommendation now to consumers is that they bundle primary, secondary, and tertiaries together so that you would have, for example, a noise field, a subtle energy, and a nutritional. Put those together, now you're covering all aspects.
Yeah, and that's very important that we look at the possibility that our pollution literally has gotten to the point now where it's literally starving ourselves not only of information but the normal nutrients that even are in our diet can't even be absorbed. And that the stressors are causing increasing free radicals, peroxynitrate, and other damage to cellular communication that activates damage to DNA and causes cancer. The rates, I guess, of cancer of the eighth nerve in places in Europe caused, I guess, the Swiss government to outlaw cell phones to children, tumors on that side of the brain. Tell us some of the amazing, terrible stories, and, of course, the warnings to the populations around the world of how many literally trillions of minutes of cell phone usage per month that is going on.
Well, right now, Dr. Deagle, we have more than 2.1 billion people in the world using cell phones. And that is an unprecedented penetration into the population. Now, the unfortunate situation is that, 5 years ago, we were mostly concerned about the near-field radiation coming from the cell phone itself.
Right.
And we were able to distinguish, 6 or 7 inches from the cell phone was where the concentration of these information-carrying radio waves was. And if you were in the far field, if you were outside of that field, there wasn't a problem. Well, now we have the unfortunate circumstance where with so many communities going Wi-Fi and WiMAX, and, you have Starbucks with Wi-Fi in them and almost every airport and every hotel, well, now the background level of information-carrying radio waves is almost as high as the near field was five years ago. So that we have virtually everybody who is walking around being exposed to these information-carrying radio waves, and here's the big problem. In the beginning, there were no information-carrying radio waves.
Right.
Now, in the beginning, there was magnetic field effects because of gravity, and nature gave us a way to compensate.
Right.
The same thing with ionizing radiation, which is another effect window. But information-carrying radio waves are completely man-made, and we have no way of compensating for them. Therefore, there is no threshold for effect, and that's critically important. In other words, there's no safe level of exposure to these information-carrying radio waves. Every exposure carries with it an adverse reaction, that is something that is, again, from a public health point of view, extremely alarming. And to make matters worse, here's the other thing we're seeing, is that when the cell membrane is triggered to close down active transport, that information stays on the cell membrane and impacts the way messenger RNA folds. So that the messenger RNA takes that damage information to both mitochondrial and nuclear DNA, and we have now daughter cells after mitosis that carry the damage information. so that you have an environmentally induced genetic effect that is carried vertically. Now, this is in some people manifested as electrosensitivity. We actually have a paper that we'll be coming out with in the next couple of months that shows that another manifestation is autism.
Right. So perhaps the reason why it's gone from one individual, one child in 10,000 or 100,000 or two to three up to now something like one or two in 100.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we're so concerned with autism and the dramatic increases in the last 5 to 6 years.
Right. I would imagine these kind of co-react also with things like excitotoxins. We've had Dr. Martin Paul on the program. He'll be coming over this book this spring. Dr. Russell Blaylock actually will be on in a few days. The whole issue of combining this with heavy metals, genetically modified frankenfoods, organic acids present that are also excitotoxins, to the brain, you combine that with ELF pollution, and you've got information-carrying radio waves. The cells just can't cope with this any longer.
You're absolutely correct, and,
yeah.
And this is why we believe that this is the most significant public health insult that that mankind has ever faced.
Right.
And the difficulty again is that it's invisible.
Right.
People can't see it, and people have a hard time believing that it's there until it's too late.
Wow. That's pretty significant. Now, of course, these technologies are available right now. I know you won't mention it, but I can mention my site. You can go to links directly on Nutramedical and Clay and Iron. It's called BioPro, and it uses this technology that was developed over 25 years of research starting in Germany. Obviously, this came right out of the military, which is interesting. It's one of the positive effects is they realized without white noise blocking effects that these biological interfering waves would have serious biological effects on systems of our soldiers. I talked to Will Thomas, who had had contacts over in Najaf and Fallujah, and apparently since Gulf War II, they were doing using effects of these type of weapon systems to disrupt the nuclei of the base of the brains of people in Fallujah and Najaf. And, of course, they had not proper shielding of the troops, and they got very disoriented. Some of them even disappeared AWOL. And they were told not to prosecute them, just to get them into the hospital if they found them. Some of them wandered off into the desert, and some of them didn't make it back. But that happened. They had to take their machines and can them very quickly because they weren't properly shielded, and they really disrupted the minds of some of the radio-sensitive individuals within our troops, and they got into big, big trouble. So these things are not without extreme danger, but the use of them on the battlefield, the use of them for crowd control, is a double-edged sword that can be very disruptive to biological systems.
Yes.
Yeah, very dangerous. So this is a crisis of monumental proportions, and when you combine it with our toxic and polluted world, especially when they're talking about trying to start a preemptive war in the Middle East, we could be dealing with ELF pollution on top of that, especially our teenagers. They seem to have a cell phone glued to the side of their head.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, in the studies that we conducted, Dr. Deagle, in the middle 90s, showed that 500 to 1,000 minutes a month of cell phone use would carry a doubling to a tripling in the risk of eye cancer or brain cancer.
I would imagine bipolar disease, all these other things, which is limbic system seizure disorders or non-motor seizure disorders in the limbic nuclei in the base of the brain, that we would see bipolar disease, schizophrenia, bizarre behavior, violence, learning disabilities, all kinds of weird behaviors. And we think that we can pharmacologically medicate it away when the cell phones are the primary thing driving it over the edge.
Well, that's what we're concerned about, and as I was saying, is if you have 500 to 1,000 minutes would bring those conditions in the epidemiological studies. Now we have some of these young kids using phones 5,000 to 7,000 minutes a month.
Whoa.
We're talking about 10 times more use, 10 times more exposure. So, we haven't even begun to see the tip of the iceberg. And again, that's why we're so concerned.
This is a tsunami. In other words, you're like the Hawaiian that's up on the top of the coconut tree looking and seeing the horizon buckle as the tsunami is heading toward the coastline, and the people down on the beach are not listening to you when you tell them to climb to the side of the volcano, 500 or 600 feet up so the tsunami doesn't sweep them away.
Well, and that's true, and we're just trying to make more noise.
Right. Make more noise so that the tsunami doesn't take them away. Yeah.
Right.
Well, this is remarkable. Let's repeat those. The safewireless.org. That's SAFE, wireless,
LESS.org. I'll have the links up here shortly on both NutraMedical and Clay and Iron. And by the way, if you want to place orders and you don't have a computer, you can call us at 888-212-8871 for nutraceutical needs consults, for customized programs for your nutraceutical wellness, for functional medicine wellness. And again, I will give you those consults. I usually do them in the mornings, the best time. We can dedicate a half an hour, whatever time you require. Deal with the most horrendous conditions you can imagine, and you can always be better than you are, whether you're dealing with cancer, heart disease, detoxification, Gulf War syndrome, some chronic disease. You can always improve it if you nourish your tissues, if you detoxify, if you get yourself back, and the tissues can remarkably heal. We can't say that we can cure or heal anything, but we can put back into motion the cellular processes that you can have the maximum chance of survival and thriving. And it's a very big problem. These kinds of technologies, of course, are available now. Scalar, or we call subtle energy nutraceuticals. We have a number on our website now. The BioPro is one of them. We have Generation Plus. We have a number of things like this that have these subtle energies that literally signal in the body. And I worked out some years ago exactly how they work with some differential equations, the quantum energy transfer. And apparently, most of the molecules are literally vibrating and sending a scalar signal in the far infrared frequency range. Is that the kind of findings that you've had in your research, Dr. Carlo?
Well, it is, except that, you know, again, it's very specific. Now, the noise field, for example, is oscillating at in the extremely low frequency range, in the
right.
maybe 30 to 40 hertz range. So
right.
so it all depends on what they're trying to target.
Yeah, I'm thinking
with
about the
intervention.
I'm talking about the normal cellular communication. In other words, the cellular
yeah.
communication is at the mega gigahertz range.
Oh, yes. Oh,
which
absolutely.
Which is
oh,
far yeah. infrared. And interestingly,
oh, yeah.
because I took care of a gentleman working on the LEO satellites, the low Earth orbit, and the Teledesic Global Star, as well as our military satellites, it appears that their new satellites since 2003 that are up are now communicating in the same frequency as life forms on Earth, which is very nasty because even though the amount of microwatts of radiation is very low, the amount of information, literally ELF waves that carry information now from these satellites is actually talking at the same frequency range that your cells talk to each other. So the need for this technology is absolutely essential. We're being bathed, even from satellites now, with these waves that actually interfere with our cellular talking to each other.
Yeah, it's a very serious problem. And, you know, the intercellular communication that happens at the microtubule level is almost the visible light in that frequency.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
so there's a full panoply of effects that we're only beginning to understand.
Right. But what I'd heard is that some of those learned responses, because these are radiation sensitivity responses, and you have of course a certification course called CERSA, that's CERSA. The certification for electromagnetic radiation sensitivity, and this is becoming an exploding syndrome. Can you tell us about the electromagnetic sensitivity syndrome, which is now becoming, people are misdiagnosing because even if they're into natural or functional medicine, they may not recognize that this is a separate syndrome all by itself.
That's right, and you know some of the symptoms that we see. We have a registry, for example, that we run through the Safe Wireless, and the symptoms that we're seeing now in the past couple of years are nondescript symptoms that are, you know, anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder-type symptoms, sleep symptoms, you know, disrupted sleep, things that are not very specifically diagnosed. And these are all consistent with this electrosensitivity, which, as I explained earlier, is this environmentally induced genetic change that carries vertically from mother cell to daughter cell. And it is becoming a very serious problem. In Sweden, for example, there are estimates that suggest that 10% of the population has some sign or symptom consistent with electrosensitivity.
Are there enzymatic polymorphisms of the DNA where you'd expect certain individuals to be more radiosensitive to these scalar crosstalk of signals, like, in other words, genetic polymorphisms that could be identified on certain subpopulations?
Yes, I think so, but more of the work now is focused on this messenger RNA disruption based on what the messenger RNA interacts with on the endomembrane. So,
right.
You know, so it's really the cell membrane inducing a messenger RNA change that is then carried on to the daughter cell. So
it makes sense that what you're seeing is, and people think that the DNA is just a one-way deal. The messenger RNA carries these scalar signals through the cell membrane, and I like the term that Bruce Lipton calls it, the membrane, B-R-A-I-N,
uh-huh.
that the cell membrane actually transmutes these transmembrane enzymes and molecules, these scalar signals, and sends them through to the messenger RNA, which actually brings it back to the DNA to conform or regulate the DNA. So the DNA, and of course, I think last year, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was won by scientists that discovered that RNA actually controls the DNA. And so this would be the way that the proteins and the cell structures and the cell membrane, which is really the brains of our cells and our bodies and our organs, actually regulates the DNA and regulates the cellular function. And so that when that becomes disrupted, you can literally change the DNA structure of the organism.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very dangerous. That is very, very dangerous.
And what we're concerned with too is that when that occurs, because these symptoms are so nondescript, by the time we can recognize it in terms of clinical symptoms, there's been a tremendous amount of pathology that has already occurred.
Wow.
So our orientation here is primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention, as opposed to a therapeutic intervention.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's fantastic. Well, we'll be back in a moment. We will take your calls. If you have quick calls for Dr. Carlo before we go into hour two with Cliff Whitmire, amazing program. We'll have to have you back on, Dr. Carlo, to give us lots more information on this very serious global crisis of ELF cellular communication. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Carlo.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Dr. Carl, this has been a remarkable program. So to cover the breadth of it, what you've discovered doing this research over the past 12-plus years with many, many scientists, the latest research coming out is we now know that it has effects on neurotubules, it has effects on cellular crosstalk or communication. There are three layers of ways of intervening. Number one, to put a white noise effect to stop that signal from causing an abnormal cellular response. Number two, subtle energies to try to put positive signals into the cells. And number three, nutrients to support the cells from the effects of these toxic signals, actually starving cells and causing metabolic problems that will generate peroxynitrate, free radicals, cellular and DNA damage, and abnormal cellular growth and changes. The amazing breadth of science in terms of just over a decade, but a real serious crisis worldwide. How many cancers, if this is not a properly adjusted, or other diseases do you expect? Because I would expect this to be almost a vertical curve, like a tsunami wave of new cases of disease in the next, say, 5 to 10 years. When do you expect the crest of that wave to start striking us with real dramatic increases in disease rates?
Well, the 2010 is the date on our epidemic curve. Right now, 2007, we're looking at 40 to 50,000 new cases of brain and eye cancer directly attributable to cell phone use.
Wow.
By 2010, it's going to be 500,000. And that's why we need to intervene now. These epidemic curves are used by public health officials all the time to decide where to focus resources. And it's very clear that we now have an epidemic curve database that suggests that we need to address the point of use right now as our primary focus. And the point of use meaning cell phones, computers, those types of, PDAs, Bluetooth headsets, all of that.
Yeah, so this is very serious. And, of course, a lot of time people don't know until they get a laptop and they plug it into sort of searching, even if they're in their own home, and all of a sudden they realize that their new Bluetooth type of computer is all of a sudden searching, and every neighbor around them is also transmitting, plus their cell towers in their neighborhood or their city, and everywhere they go is just absolutely buzzing with scalar informational signals that can talk to their cells.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that background level is so significantly high that it is pretty much inescapable for anyone in a civilized part of the world to be away from those information carrying radio waves. They're just everywhere now.
Yeah. Now you have several books, Dr. Carlo, and of course I posted that up again at safewireless.org, and the links are directly there on NutraMedical and Clay and Iron. And by the way, if you have any questions about the BioPro or other settle technologies to protect yourself, do call us at 888-212-8871 or do a feedback through the NutraMedical feedback email. We will get the email. And by the way, we are going to soon be on XM. We are now broadcasting to 34 countries. RBN is going to become stronger than ever. We're going to have multiple streams so that we're not going to go down with our streaming broadcasting again as we did over the weekend. Things are going to be very, very powerful here in terms of getting the information out. And we want Dr. Carlo back on. Dr. Carlo, your books, can you just give us the top titles, please?
Okay, Cell Phones, Invisible Hazards in the Wireless Age is the most recent and the most information.
Yeah, absolutely. These books are amazing. And the other two books are?
The other two books are two State of the Science books that State of the Science 1, State of the Science 2, and all three of them are on the front page of our website.
Yeah, that is safewireless.org, S-A-F-E, wireless.org. Thank you, Dr. Carlo. You are an amazing man, a hero, because you're dealing with a real problem with real solutions. Thank you. We'll have you back on soon. Everyone, we will be back in just a moment with Cliff Whitmire on some amazing things to stimulate your immune system and help you get you well on the amazing breakthrough of Tiaga. We'll be back in a moment with Cliff Whitmire. Thank you, Dr. Carlo, and thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back in a moment.